It was another successful visit to the State 5A UIL Academic Meet for the Wildcats in Austin this week. They have a state-winning team, and two team members finished first and second in the state. The Wildcats were eighth in the state among 58 teams. We get more details from Wildcats UIL Academic Coordinator Gina Wilder.
Well, we had a really good meet down at State. We came home with our spellers, Lydia Bergeson, who is a sophomore, placed fourth. And then that team got second overall. And that team consists of Jenna Ash and Carson McElwain, as well as Jesse Castro. Mm-hmm. So I'm awful proud of them. And the really big win was in literary criticism, and it was just amazing. We had Mackenzie Hohenberger and Laura Graham, and they tied for first place. So they tied on their objective. And so then they had to go and read their essays. They have to read a poem and then write an essay about that poem. So I was watching the graders. I didn't realize they were grading our girls' papers, but they read them, and then they swapped, and then they read them, and then they looked at each other and sort of like, it's really hard when they, you know, basically write on the same thing about the, but they chose Mackenzie, and I'm sure that's because she's a ready writer, and so she has that, you know, extra little pizzazz to her writing, but both girls essentially won first place state. And then we had in seventh place Patricia Parks. And then Michaela Jones was a fourth member of that first place state championship team. So, I mean, I'm just so proud of them. And I'm proud of all the kids. You know, we had our social studies youngins down there, and they did a really, really good job. It's just, you know, making it to state is amazing. And when you get down there, you're amongst the very best of the very best. So, unfortunately, they didn't get any medals, but they still came out winners. These kids have just learned so much, and their coaches are amazing. I can't brag on both Ms. Grafton and Ms. Herman enough. And if you go back in history, you know, Ms. Grafton just came on 2 years ago, I think. But she's been to state each year. And you know how many times Ms. Herman has been to state. So these women really know how to motivate their students, and they know how to prepare the students, and you cannot even imagine the hours that they spend prepping for their practices and working with the kids and researching. And so I appreciate them so much, because these kids wouldn't have this achievement without them. You know, they're key to it. Overall, we came out eighth out of 58 schools.
Oh, good.
So I'm very, very pleased. Lydia Burson was also down there with ready writing as a sophomore. She was disappointed that she didn't play. So I'm like, Lydia, you're a sophomore, you know. And she still wrote a good essay. But again, it's that best of the best.
KSST News.